Students in Michigan schools are back at their desks. And for young football players, soccer players, and other athletes around the state, practice has been happening in earnest for weeks. This is the first school sports season under Michigan's new sports concussion law. We wanted to find out just what it means to student athletes, to their coaches and trainers, and to their parents. Joining us is Laura Rowan. She's an injury prevention consultant with the Michigan Department of Community Health. Welcome.
Hi, good afternoon.
So the new sports concussion law went into effect this past June. So Michigan is now the 39th state to have a law like this. What is it meant to do?
The law is meant to, first and foremost, educate parents, student athletes or youth athletes, and people who are involved in youth athletic activities about sports concussions, the risks that they pose to young people, and how to engage in safe play.
And how does it work? How will this happen because of the law?
Well, the law requires that the organization that is overseeing the athletic activity, that they are obliged to provide educational materials to youth athletes and their parents or guardians about sports concussions. Also, if a youth athlete is suspected of having a concussion during an athletic activity, that they are immediately removed from play. And this is to protect and safeguard that individual, but also that they are not then allowed to return to play until they are cleared by a health professional who has the ability to make that determination.
So the idea is no more, I can shake it off, coach, I want to get back in.
The mantra is, when in doubt, sit them out and to play it safe.
Now, when we're talking about the new sports concussion law, to whom does it apply? I mean, we're looking at schools. Does that go all the way up to colleges and universities as well?
Well, the law is specific to those individuals who are younger than 18.
And is that all groups? So it would be Little League, soccer, community, schools, churches as well?
It's absolutely. It's not specific just to school-related activities.
Laura, how will the law be enforced? And by that, I guess I mean, who is there to make sure that the coaches are abiding by the law, and even the young athletes, that they're not pushing themselves and getting back in there?
The law does not specify any specific authority to monitor or provide oversight or enforcement for how this might happen. So that's yet to be seen and to be determined. We haven't seen that play out yet.
But I would suspect if, a parent was concerned, there would be now a place to go and something to invoke if they go to school authorities and express a concern, for instance. So you've got this law now backing you up.
That's correct. And it would probably play out litigiously. It would be for our courts to decide how that would be carried out.
As an injury prevention consultant with the Department of Community Health, what do you find are the biggest misconceptions about concussion?
One misconception is that helmets prevent concussions. They don't. They help protect against skull injuries, and they could very well help lessen, impact, but a concussion is what happens when your brain moves inside your skull. And so it's another misconception is that if, I'm okay, I only had my bell rung. Well, that could actually be, if that's what you're experiencing, that could actually be a sign of a concussion. And the whole objective of this is to provide really good and better education around what that means.
Laura Rowan is an injury prevention consultant with the Michigan Department of Community Health, and you can find out more about Michigan's new sports concussion law. Just go to the website, michigan.gov/sports-concussion. That's michigan.gov/sports-concussion. Laura, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you so much, Cindy, and thanks, too, for the reference to the website. I appreciate that.